It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I don't know, get you one of these nice black clover caps they have over here or something.
Come out here and get your damn
game. Whoa, come out here and what?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did I do?
You said come out here and F.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
You know, this team is just not that good.
What? Where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce that right.
I was going to say, I think you mispronounced pronunciation.
No, you
what'd
did.
What'd I say?
I can't even.
He said pronunciation. It's pronunciation,
it was
right?
Close.
No, it was
pronunciation. It was close.
Pronunciation. That's what you said.
Yeah, and I wanted to take her.
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the e-brake. We'll give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. That's interesting that Corby was in the open because he is candidate number one from the hard line. And he has done entertainment news forever, also known as e-news. But Corby has never quite said it like this, and he cracked himself up because he said it like this.
The Nuge.
Ted Nugent, is he recovered from his bout?
I think so.
What was his bout?
He had COVID, remember?
No, where's he had another name for it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we can use that name.
Beaver. I quoted him saying that, and I got an email.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, we read the story on E! News, and...
E!
Like
News?
Well, I know. On E!
Okay,
News.
Christopher Walken.
E! News.
The Foo Fighters with
E-News.
E! News.
Why I just said that.
this
on
watch.
E! News.
Maybe rebrand.
E! News.
Born on this day, now dead.
Hulu. Carried this watch in my E! News.
Why did I do that?
John Wilkes Booth.
Sounds like a bunch of dudes sitting around drinking. Like
okay. Yeah, or doing something else.
Yeah. That's an E! News, man. E! News? Why does say any news? All right, one more time.
The Nuge.
Ted Nugent, is he recovered from his bout?
I think so.
What was his bout?
He had COVID, remember?
No, where's he had another name for it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we can use that name.
Beaver. I quoted him saying that, and I got an email.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, we read the story on E! News, and...
E!
Like
News?
Well, I know. On E!
Okay,
News.
Christopher Walken.
E! News.
The Foo Fighters with
News.
E! News.
Why I just said that.
On watch.
E! News.
Maybe rebrand.
E! News.
Born on this day, now dead.
Who lose?
Just carry
the immediate pounce.
Yeah, it's just
E! News.
Yeah, they pounce quickly, don't they?
Yeah. Then it just gets funnier by the second to Corby, too, the more he thinks about it for E! News as candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's the Hall of Famer, Norm Hitchkiss. Broadcasting from home, he will have a distraction every once in a while. Sometimes it's a dog, a moron dog.
Yes.
Bingo.
Yes.
This time, though, how did you describe it, Jer? What is Norm having a problem with here?
Well, there was a problem with his cat.
That's not what you said. That's not what
did
you
I say?
Said, Jer.
We got.
He said something else. I can't remember what it
pee
was.
Pee problems.
Yeah.
I said it wasn't doing well.
Yes, we shouldn't laugh. Norm's cat was not doing
indeed.
Well. But it totally,
pulled through, right?
Yeah, it's still doing okay. And Norm was able to pull through and get back into draft talk after telling us about his cat.
Big chunk of difference from undrafted to 106.
It is, but when you get into the late rounds, you're going to get that type of difference between two drafting organizations. Here, three of them liked him a lot. Pardon me for just a second, Donnie. Hang on.
It's 11:01 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We don't talk when we're on hold. We just sit there.
So we can talk.
We have to sit here. We're on hold.
Okay.
You should I play space people?
Hold music.
Guys there?
Maybe space
yes.
No, I apologize here. I've got a sick kitty cat. And kitty cat was in the room, and she needed to get out of the room. We just got her back from the emergency hospital yesterday.
Oh, no.
How's she doing?
Is she barfing?
Mac.
Oh, she's got a lot of things wrong with her, but nothing imminently dangerous. We're treating her for pancreatitis. She's got a kidney stone. She's got a bladder stone. But, you know, she's 12 years old. She was on the street when she was picked up by the pet patrol people. But we're giving her a great, loving home, and she's going to be fine.
There you go. Nice.
Give her our best. Okay.
I will. Now, let's go to the other draft choices.
God, that whole thing is so peak Norm.
Yeah. There's some sincerity smacks in there.
You got sincerity smacks. Norm loves talking about tough times happening.
Yeah. And just details, too. Did you need to know all of those conditions?
No, you didn't. And it's just so weird that he treated the radio show as if he's just having a conversation in his living room. Could you hold on for a second? I just got to go get something real quick.
Yeah, he couldn't wait till Donovan or Mike was talking. It had to happen right then.
No, it had to be while he was talking.
Right.
And what happened here is the cat was in the room.
Right.
And wanted out of the room. So I got up to let the cat, who was in the room at the time, I opened the door.
Yeah, right.
I'm not finished with the sentence. I opened the door in order for the cat to be able to get out of the room.
You may say I let the cat out of the bag.
There's Norm.
If indeed room was a bag, then I let it out of it.
And then Mike doesn't skip a beat.
Is he barfing?
Is he barfing?
The barfing cat there,
barfing. Is he barfing?
Deathbed Saroy showing up. Yeah, he chose for his final words, is she barfing?
Can we listen to it just to
and
the
then
point?
Flatline.
Just to the point of Saroy asking, is the cat barfing? Let's hear it one more time.
Big chunk of difference from undrafted to 106.
It is, but when you get into the late rounds, you're going to get that type of difference between two drafting organizations. Here, three of them liked him a lot. Pardon me for just a second, Donnie. Hang on.
Here,
Ken.
Here.
It's 11:01 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We don't talk when we're on hold. We just sit there.
So we can talk.
We have to sit here. We're on hold.
Okay.
Should I play Space People?
Hold music.
Guys there?
Maybe Space People.
Yes.
No, I apologize here. I've got a sick kitty cat. And kitty cat was in the room, and she needed to get out of the room. We just got her back from the emergency hospital yesterday.
Oh, no.
How's she doing?
Is she barfing?
He's become a new drop.
Is
she barfing?
Got her back from the emergency hospital.
Yeah.
The emergency hospital.
They have emergency vets. They do.
Yeah, but isn't that an emergency vet?
Yeah, it is.
Why do you call it an emergency hospital?
Emergency pet hospital?
But he is candidate number two. Candidate number three, speaking of Mike Saroy, during the birdhouse, they were having some hypotheticals. What would it take to get you to be a mortician? And then Mike was posed with the question, where does a mortician work?
How much money would it take annually for y'all to become a mortician? You sign this salary, and tomorrow morning, with no skills or training, Monday morning, we'll give you the weekend to use the internet. Monday,
to figure out what to do.
Yeah, Monday morning, you show up as the head mortician at a mortician.
At a what?
Mortician's house.
I couldn't hear you. What was that again?
House of mortician. The How much?
The password is mortuary.
Mortuary.
Mortician's house. Good one.
Words with Dan.
I don't know. That's.
I mean, let's say
that was a great trailer.
Yeah, at a morticianville.
Mortician.
At a mortician house.
Yeah. Houses.
At a.
Well, how much would you?
Mortuary castle.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, so those are your three candidates, Corby, Norm, or Mike Saroy.
How much for y'all to become a mortician?
For y'all to become a mortician. 888-787-1310. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is the fake Cruella de Vil. Give me Corby.
Okay.
It's the worst fake Cruella de Vil I've ever heard.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Only one I've heard.
Oh, gosh. Turn it down. Lauren?
What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Hi, who's this?
This is Tara.
Kara, who are you talking to?
My husband.
Oh.
Oh, what is he doing?
Listening to you guys.
Okay, well, who do you want to vote for?
How long y'all been married?
Four years? 3 years.
Ooh, this seems like four.
Is this your first marriage for both of you?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good.
Kids?
Dogs. Two dog children.
Oh, that's good. Do you ever have to take them to the emergency hospital?
Yes.
Why are you laughing at that?
Okay, we need a vote. We can't talk to Kara for the rest of the day. What's your vote?
George hates talking to women.
No, I don't. Don't laugh at that.
Norm.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Have a good day in Texas. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Give me news and I want to say,
No, don't say that. Who did he say at the beginning?
Hey.
Who do you
news.
Vote for?
What's going on?
News. Oh, e-news. A news. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, it's E-Break Man and Deucey. Glad you're on because I wrote a song for you inspired by the WNBA preview last night. It's fun to be with the Tucson E-Break. It's fun to be with the Tucson E-Break. You can vote for Corby. You can call it e-news. Or you can hang with the Deuce. It's fun to be with Tucson E-Break.
It's fun to be with the Tucson E-Break.
All right.
I said hey.
I'm touched.
Way to go.
I'm touched.
Yeah,
you
should be. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Norm's 12-year-old pee.
Wow. Wow, dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Commuters, this is a double fake Marge. Give me e-news and Corby.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, boys, Jimmy the Saint. Give me the sea cow.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. Good to hear from you. Hi, you're on the ticket, the most streamed radio station in the world.
Yes, this is my vote. While wondering whatever happened to Fantastic Friday fan feedback.
Good question.
Michelle Soroy.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think that's where he pronounces his name. But
hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm Mr. Deucey.
Good morning.
Vaginal slice, morn.
Oh, gosh. Sorry you had to hear that, Mike. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, what's going on, amusers?
Hey, not much. Who's this?
It's Abe Lincoln.
This is a former starting the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, Ben DiNucci.
Okay.
I'm so glad I'm not playing for Jerry any longer. Last year, that offensive line was like a sieve.
Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah.
How bad was it?
Snapped his leg like a twig. Next red, the rocket popped his head like a balloon.
Yeah. Well, so, Ben, who you vote for?
Let's vote this morning. I
think you let him finish after that first word, and we've been better off. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I took care of it.
Good morning, Mrs. Cassidy.
This is triple fake Cassidy.
Yeah.
Hey, is Dane the influencer there?
No,
he's not here.
Okay, well, if he calls, can you give him a message for me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, tell him, he slid into my DMs, and tell him, I cannot come Netflix and chill, but he can go to youth group with me if he wants.
Okay.
Okay, we just need a vote.
Okay, give me number three.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello. You called my castle, Elmo.
And I vote for Norman, his little kitty.
This is who? Who is this?
Tickle My Tonsils Elmo.
Oh, tickle my tonsils, Elmo.
All right.
Mike, you want to explain that?
Wow. Edgy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, this is Count Von Count from Sesame Street. I would like to vote for my friend Norm 5 times, which means he wins.
That was his fifth vote, though. And
really?
That means that Norm does win the e-break once again.
Big chunk of difference from undrafted to 106.
It is, but when you get into the late rounds, you're going to get that type of difference between two drafting organizations. Here, three of them liked him a lot. Pardon me for just a second, Bonnie. Hang on.
It's 11:01 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We don't talk when we're on hold. We just sit there.
So we can talk.
We have to sit here. We're on hold.
Okay.
Should I play Space People?
Hold music.
There.
Maybe Space
Yes.
No, I apologize here. I've got a sick kitty cat. And kitty cat was in the room, and she needed to get out of the room. We just got her back from the emergency hospital yesterday.
Oh, no.
How's she doing?
Is she barfing?
Oh, she's got a lot of things wrong with her, but nothing imminently dangerous. We're treating her for pancreatitis. She's got a kidney stone. She's got a bladder stone. But, you know, she's 12 years old. She was on the street when she was picked up by the pet patrol people. But we're giving her a great, loving home, and she's going to be fine.
There you go. Nice.
Give her our best.
Okay. I will. Now, let's go to the other draft choice.
How many wins is that for Norm?
120 for Norman Mr. Mistopheles Hitzkus.
Boy, magical number there, 120. And a magical number for Jordan Spieth. What's it like to be out at Craig Ranch to watch the AT&T Byron Nelson? We'll tell you here in just 4 minutes.